This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. government on Wednesday returned the Yemen-based Houthi rebels to a list of terrorist groups in the latest attempt by Washington to stem attacks on international shipping. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
For the past several weeks, the United States, with allies and partners around the world, has made clear that there must be consequences for those attacks. And today's designation follows on our military action last week to hold the Houthis accountable for their actions.
Officials said the designation hits the Iran-aligned group with harsh sanctions aimed at cutting off funding and weapons the Houthis have used to attack or hijack ships in vital Red Sea shipping lanes. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was briefly stranded in Switzerland on Wednesday after his plane experienced a, quote, critical failure related to an oxygen leak, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The top U.S. diplomat was in Davos for the annual World Economic Forum. After taking a helicopter from the Swiss resort town to Zurich, Blinken boarded his plane to head back to Washington. But he was then told the plane was not able to fly him back. A Bloomberg report said the aircraft was a Boeing plane. Blinken's aides and members of the press traveling with him were told to make other arrangements to fly back to Washington commercially.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. A shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas is en route to Gaza. France and Qatar arranged the delivery by brokering the first agreement between Israel and the militant group since a week-long ceasefire in November. The war in Gaza shows no sign of ending and has sparked tensions across the Middle East with a dizzying array of strikes and counterstrikes in recent days.